Good afternoon, everyone. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the ride. I'm kind of liking my new catchphrase, take you along for the ride. Well, basically what we do here is we invest in dividend stocks, good quality, household name quality stocks. I don't know why I said that twice, but anyway. Okay, these companies have increased their dividends for more than 20 consecutive years. That means once you buy a stock, once you buy anything, you become part owner in that company. So you could, theoretically, go to a shareholders meeting and have your opinion heard because you are a part owner. Granted, if you're a very small part owner, you still get to have a choice of having something to say. Well, that's neither here or there. This has been a very interesting week. Not at all this year. It may have happened once or twice in the past 15 years of trading, but I have six positions in this account. Every single one of them is going bye-bye this weekend. My other account, 7 positions. Everyone but one is going bye-bye. I have a few other accounts, but we won't mention those here. These are just the two that I share this strategy with. So let's just jump right on in, see where we are, and see what's going on. First one on my list today is going to be Comcast, CMCSA. Now, Comcast jumped up nicely, and I like Comcast. Granted, they're not a 100-year-old company. They decided, I think it was a 64, 65, somewhere in that area. But they've got over 65 million people every month sending them a check. I got no problem with them. All right. I'm into Comcast at 43, 42. And she jumped up to 43.33. And I sold the 43s, okay? I made an adequate premium, okay? I'm going to miss out on the dividend because I think the dividend is next week. Let me quickly check this out. CMCSA into that calendar. Yep, it is actually on Tuesday. All right, now the numbers for Comcast, take a quick look at them. At this moment, it's 43.31. The 43s for next week are going for 48, but you'd also collect the dividend next week. So that's an idea. Maybe I'll do it again. I'm not 100% sure, but let's take a look at the chart. The last 30 days, we want to look at 28th of February. Okay, say 30 days ago, we opened up at 42.24. The bottom was about a week later at 41.51. 2 days after that, we're at the 30-day top. That'd be nice. Jump into the 30-day bottom. 2 days later, at the 30-day top. Okay. 43.68 was the 30-day top. Now, we had 2 weeks of down. Okay, went down for 2 weeks. Okay, have a soft bottom at 42.15. 2 days to the upside, yesterday and today. We're sitting at 43.31 at the moment. And like I said, next week's 43 is going for 48 cents, which is over 1%. And you would qualify for the dividend, which is coming up on Tuesday. So if I jump in on Monday, I would collect that premium if the numbers worked, of course, and collect the additional 31 cents for the dividend. So a premium and a dividend. And if I get the purchase price below the market price or the strike price, right now it's 43.33. I have to go for the 43.50s, which aren't there. I was looking for that triple play. It doesn't look like that's a contender for next week because the 43.5 is only going for 25 cents. Doesn't really work, but it could for those that wanted to go for that, you know, 43.50, because it could do 43.50 next week. Who knows? All right, that's the first on the list. That one looks like it's in the money, so that looks like it's going bye-bye. Ford is next. And if you've been following me for a while, you notice I get in Ford all the time. Why? Well, it's undervalued, my opinion, because the book value is 1478, I believe. 1478, 1448, somewhere in that area. But right now, the stock is at 1326. All right, so 30 days ago today, we were at the 30-day bottom, and that was 1196. I mean, come on. Kids in high school have 1196. They can buy shares of Ford. Okay, it's 4 days to the upside, pullback. A little bit up, more pullback, up again, and it keeps on going. So we've been in an uptrend with Ford since the 18th. That's 2 solid weeks, because we're in the 28th now. That's 2 solid weeks. Okay, is it going to keep going up? I don't know. I'm not going to bet on Ford for next week. Look at the year top for Ford. Okay, The year top for Ford was, we had a triple top at, was that 1541? Okay, so not, all right. It's a nice escalation from the 90 day. What was that, end of October, 958? And that's a nice run up. Okay, maybe she could have the momentum. I don't know. But it would really depend on what the numbers look like come Monday morning. Okay, so where am I? I got 1301. I saw the 1282s. Now, I have no idea what they were thinking when they came up with that number, 1282. I think it has something to do with the dividend that they had recently. And then they also had what's called a special dividend, which happens once in a while. Okay, so Ford's going bye-bye. JD, which is a newcomer. JD, last 30 days. 30 days ago today, we're at 2333. We got our bottom right at 2118, and that was on the 5th. Now, this thing does like a U-turn. It goes, it gaps up, first of all, between the 5th, which was the low of the day. Very next day, she gaps up nicely. Keeps on going, makes the 30-day high a week later. That was 3 weeks ago. Okay, 2855. Kind of went sideways, a little bit to the downside. And then on Monday, a bunch of us jumped into it and said, all right, it looks good. So sitting at 2740 at the moment. Now, I'm into JD at 2705. I sold the 27s. Collected 59 cents. That's close to 2%. Perfectly happy with that. All right, Marvel. MRVL. Last 30 days for Marvel. Okay, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 68.22. It took about 6 days to get to the top, to have the high of the day, I mean, high of the 30-day period. That was 85.76. That was on the 7th, which was 4 weeks ago. Now, from there, she drops to last week's bottom. That was on the 19th. It was a Tuesday. Now, 63.46, sideways for a bit. Went to the upside, was sitting at 70.87. Okay, at this moment, where am I with Marvel? 65.25. I sold the 65s for $1.38. Little bit over 1.5%. I got no problem with that either. WBA, last on the list. Wait a minute, Marvel. When is this dividend coming up for Marvel? MRVL. Oops, one more right there. All right, Marvel is the 11th. So it's not next week, it's the week after. So it's a possibility we might look at Marvel again next week, depending on what the numbers look like. At this moment in time, the 71s are going for $1.40, which is over 1%. Okay? Now, you get the cost right now is 70.79. So if I bought it now, at 70.79, sold someone the right to buy it from me at 71 for next Friday, I'd collect 2%, a little over 2%. And I have no problem with that. I like Marvel. Okay, so Marvel is another contender for again next week. Now, here's the big one for me. WBA. I've had this for 11 weeks. 11 weeks I've had Walgreens. All right, I originally jumped into Walgreens back in beginning of February. Okay, we're at the end of March. I've collected 12 premiums and one dividend. And each and every, well, almost every single week, I've gotten over 1%. Okay, this week is over 3%. Last week was 2%. The week before, 2%. I got no problem putting Walgreens on the list for a possibility again on Monday. But I'll have to take a good look at it, make sure the numbers look like. Okay, so 30 days ago today, Walgreens opened up at 21.55. All right. Well, we went down, we went up, we went down, we went up, we went sideways. We got our 30-day bottom on the 26th, which was this Tuesday. Okay? And today happens to be the 30-day top. The previous 30-day top was the 11th, 2 weeks ago. Okay? Today just blew it out of the water. She opened up at 2060, and now it's sitting at 21.85. But she went all the way up to 2205. Okay, fine. So I'm finally going to be out of Walgreens. Okay, I have no, I went to 4,400 shares, and I got 83 cents a share. Thank you. All right, anyway, so that being said, that's it for this account here. Let me jump into the other account because you guys are going to want to see this one also. Now, I have to transfer over a bit. Okay, here's the second account right here. Now, we've got seven positions here. Six out of the seven are in the money. Now, we already did Ford. We already did JD. JWN, which is Nordstrom's. I couldn't pass it up, JWN, because it had a nice premium last 30 days for Nordstrom. There we go. Okay, we have a double top 30 days ago. That was $21.91. Okay, she drops down for, looks like it could be a quadruple bottom. Let me read them to you. 1690, 1686, 1690, 1679, and 1682. Five times. That's some pretty good support. Okay, now we're sitting at 2018 at this moment because that's your bottom right there. Top 30 days ago, and for almost for the whole week, she stayed there. She dipped up a little bit, came back down. Get into that support. All right, so we're at 2018 at the moment, and I got into this one. 1885 is my average price. I sold off the 19s, so I'm going to collect the 27 cents a share, which is more than 1%, and I'm also going to collect an additional 15 cents a share because it's over 19 bucks. So I sold the 19 call, so I get what we call a double play. Collected the premium, and I collected the difference between the stock price and the strike price. Okay? And now, if it was below, I had no problem bringing it into next week, but I'll be back into cash next week, so I'm okay. Kohl's is next, KSS. Now, Kohl's is another one we've been holding on for quite a while. Okay, I'm into Kohl's at 26.73. I sold off the 27s. Again, I will collect the premium, and I'll collect the difference between the purchase price, 26.73, and the strike price, 27, which is an additional 27 cents. So that's 50, that's 64 cents per share for this week. That's just a bit under 3%. Okay, fine. Let's take a look at the last 30 days. All right, last 30 days, 28.24, 30 days ago. Not quite the top, but the previous top was on the 4th. Okay, we beat it out today. Okay, but before today, the previous high was 28.92. And then she dropped to a bottom on the 19th. Okay, now that was 24.22. Nice escalation to where we are sitting today, 28.99. Now, like I said, Kohl's, I'm into it at 26.73. I sold off the 27s. That's going bye-bye. Thank you very much. NYCB. Now, I got to explain, NYCB is not normally on the list. Okay, this is one of those flukes. You know, it's like, oh, what the heck? Let's throw some money at it. Because, you know, what was happening in the news. I normally don't do it, but for the fun of it, I figured, why not? Keep people entertained, saying there are possibilities. You don't have to be so rigid in your rules. But 30 days ago, we opened up at 466. A couple of days later, well, very next day, the high of the 30-day period, $4.81. Okay, New York City Community Bank. Okay, you might have heard about it. It's been in the news. I think someone bought it out. He got together a bunch of private investors and went private. Okay. From there, four days later, we have the bottom of the 30-day period, $1.70. We kind of like going sideways right lately. So we're at $3.21. All right, nothing huge. Okay, so I jumped in at my average price, $3.81. I sold the 350s, collected a nickel. Okay, granted, I sold the strike price lower than what I paid for it, but it was just kind of one of those experimental things, not a whole heck of a lot of money tied up in this one. It was just kind of for the fun of it to see, you know, can I guess correctly nowadays? Paramount is next. Last 30 days for Paramount. Now, I've already collected the dividend for Paramount, but the numbers looked good last week, so I jumped in 30 days ago. 11.08. 4 days later, we're at the bottom of the 30-day period at 10.16. From there, she goes up, a little bit of pullback, up again, hitting that 30-day high last Thursday, it looks like. Yeah, last Thursday, the 21st. That was 1271. Pulled back, went sideways. Kind of nice this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all to the upside. I like that. This might be a contender for Monday, depending on what the numbers look like, because she's in an uptrend and still below the 30-day high, which I like it when things go in a certain manner. So Paramount, all right, 1136, and I saw the 1150s. Again, I got close to 1%, well, over 1.5% for the premium. And then I'll get to collect another 14 cents per share because the strike price is higher than the stock price. Does it always work this way? No, it doesn't always work this way, but it's nice when it does. USB's last on my list. We'll be finishing up the week. 30 days ago, where are we? Right there. All right, US Bancorp. Now, I believe US Bancorp is on Warren Buffett's list. So if it's good enough for old Warren, boy, it's good enough for me. That being said, 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom, 40.85. She goes up, a little bit of profit-taking. Back up again to make the 30-day high on the 22nd, which was last Friday. Pull back 2 days to the upside. We're sitting at 44.89. Now, I'm into this one at 43.88. Sold off the 44s. Again, I feel bad about this. I collect the premium, and I get to collect the difference between the purchase price and the strike price, which is an additional 22 cents. Well, all that being said, let's take a quick gander at what we're looking at next week. Let's get this out of the way. First list we want to take a look at would be, oh, wait a minute, not on this one. I have to go back to the other account. Okay, let's change views here again. Okay, quickly, let's take a look at what we're looking at next week. First on our list, as usual, the Dividend Kings. All right, so we are in the 28th of February. So we want to look 2 weeks ahead. So we'll be looking at the third week of the quarter, which the only one Dividend King in the third week of the quarter, and you guys all know this one, CL Colgate Palmolive. That's over 100 years old. Increased their dividends for more than 50 consecutive years. For me, that's usually a no-brainer. Okay, I take a look at that and say, oh, hell yeah. All right.
The dividends are less. Call value is less.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold off on the questions because I'm still doing the podcast. Oh, look at that. Nothing on the dividend achievers list for the third week. Let's go back to Warren Buffett's list, see what he has for us. Nothing for Warren Buffett. Oh, that's terrible. All right. So we have EOG, ZTS, APA, which is Apache, and CLL. Okay, well, we're going to be looking at a whole bunch of ones other than the ones I just rattled off. Other than that, the week for today is week number 13. Okay, so today, officially, the week of the 13th, well, let's just get off the phone so we can help out everyone else. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.